The State of Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management brought the simulator to Southeast. Its purpose is to let people experience what it's like to be in an earthquake and educate them on what to do in the event of an earthquake or tsunami. Mike Drummond of the division briefed students before starting the simulator.
This is the earthquake simulator. Remember, we want you to sit in the seat, hold on to the handle tightly, and watch the movie. If you start flopping around, I gotta shut it off, okay? So remember, in an earthquake, drop, cover, and hold on.
Please hold the hand grips at all times. This is not a ride. It is an experience.
Drummond says the quake cottage can be adjusted to simulate a range of magnitudes. If the shaking seems too strong and students are having trouble staying in their seats, operators lower the intensity. For a group of Fawn Mountain third graders, Drummond simulated an 8.0 magnitude quake. Natalie Hancock says she was a little scared before entering the simulator.
Because I didn't know what was going to happen, and I didn't know that how hard it was going to shake, so I was pretty afraid.
Natalie says it was actually fun. Carson Holstrom describes his experience.
It had a lot of shaking, and we had to hold on to this handle. The video was weird.
Why was it weird?
Just because, like, people were, like, getting out of the car and trying to running around outside.
The shaking lasts about a minute. Soft objects fall from shelves, and a video shows what it would be like for drivers and pedestrians if a large earthquake hit. In the video, objects and people crash into car windows. Evan Dash called the video creepy.
Because, like, there was a taxi, there was a lady driving it, and then blood went all over the door.
While the students seem to have fun, the simulator has a purpose to teach people what to do in an earthquake. All I spoke to say they were glad to know what a big earthquake feels like. Natalie says she learned from the experience.
Drop and grab onto something. Grab onto, like, your desk if you're at school, or if you're at your house, drop under the table and grab the table leg.
Drummond says if a quake lasts more than 30 seconds, there is also the possibility of a tsunami wave.
That's a tsunami warning. If you're down in the port, down next to the water, if you hear that, what do you do?
Evan remembers.
To go to high ground no matter what.
About 300 Fawn Mountain Elementary School students from preschool to sixth grade participated that day.